All right, I'm Noel.
I'm Jessica.
And you are in, no, here we go. Band Project or Burrito is Mass Gothic.
I never say project, so it's either band or burrito. I'm going to let you.
Burrito.
It just says burrito.
Basically, you had this band called Hooray for Earth. We know that, right? And then there was time for a change. But what's more interesting to me is revisionist history.
We can do some truthful revisions. Well, first off, for almost 3 years, I worked on your corner at a sandwich. Well, it was a liquor store, but they had a deli in there, so I was making sandwiches at Marty's on Comm Ave and Harvard Ave. Or is it Harvard Street? No, that's Brookline's. It turns into Harvard Street. I lived in my buddy's apartment on their couch for a while, and the Brookline, Austin line was right through our apartment. So we're like, Paul lives in Brookline.
Of course, here's another thing we're not going to do. How'd you name the band? However, I did read that Bunny was one of them, and Bunny could have been a very different album, because if I got past the single and I was listening to Bunny, I'd be scared for that Bunny. I'd be like, this poor Bunny. But I think this is more fun to do. Do you remember any of the other failed names? And in addition to that, if you had picked one of those other failed names, what the hell would have happened with this record?
Well, when I was thinking Bunny, it was going to be a totally different thing. I was like, oh, we're going to come conceptually at this thing. I'm going to put the band together all wrong and backwards, and we're going to have like dancers, and it's just going to be this whole like anti-band. But then my Boston just kind of kicked back in and was like, no, dude, do a band, man. Come on. Were you better than me? It just kind of came out. But I think Jonathan definitely helped to be like, hey, man, don't go too far down the rabbit hole. No pun intended, but pun intended. Oh, that is it. Is there not a rabbit hole band?
Probably.
Then everyone's... I think if you name your band Rabbit Hole, then people are going to inevitably go to, like, Rabbit Butthole or something. Rabbit Butthole Surfers. There we go. There's my concept band in a few years. Here, why don't you get this away from me?
I don't remember any other failed band names.
When you talk to Jonathan at Sub Pop, because other band goes away, what am I doing? Bunny, waking up in the morning. Was there music yet? Had you done anything when you called him up? Or was it like, look, here's the deal. I'm me. You're Jonathan. You're Sub Pop. I'm going to be a good signing. Come on. Come on, babe.
That's pretty much precisely what it is, yeah.
Really that?
Not to pat myself on my stupid back. But no, but we would try to make the thing work with Hooray for Earth for so long. And then we're just like, all right, this is all...
It was a natural disaster. Yeah.
And then when the townspeople came back together to rebuild, the town was a little bit better. And then they had, you know, they had a natural market. And then they had a, you know...
Are you doing SimCity right now?
I was thinking of SimCity. I still play the original SimCity from Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And, that's my Zen time.
On this record... I come to realize that it's not that the single's not representative, but what everybody immediately goes is, wow, you're going to talk to them about what the rest of the record's like? Because, you know, and it's really good. It's super smart because I love pop songs and I love hooks and I love all that. But you also made a conscious decision to make a record that was your record. You didn't kowtow. I don't think there was any A&R guys sitting over you going, well, okay, so here's the sequence. If you put the single as the first song on side two, that'll fool them, but they've been tortured by the first five. At least they'll make it to something that makes it friendly for them.
That song was, it just happened. That's also the only song that I didn't 100% write is that came from like kind of a jammy, I hate to say jam session because we like never do it, but it was Jess and her sister and I and Seth, who plays drums. It was a few years ago. We were just like goofing around. And an early version of that song popped out, and I just kind of kept it in the back of my mind. So that came out, and I was like, you know, this is kind of a fun song.
It's been like kind of haunting for a while, so it felt like it was intentional. You like wanted to include it, but it was not coming from like a, this is a pop song, so let me, you know, throw some.
Come from the same place. What you're saying, I'm not putting words in your mouth, is that it didn't, it was around for a while, but it didn't come from the same place the rest of the record came from necessarily.
It had a rebirth because it never existed really. Nobody ever really heard it. So, and when I was dredging up all my ideas and also dredging up like a lost song, it all kind of like, I was like, this is my, I keep using the word exorcism, but I'll do a new analogy for you.
Oh my God.
I was like a little, you know, bulldog who was eating poison or, you know, finding poison that they could eat around the house for like 10 years. And then I finally was like, I need to throw up 10 years of eating poison, and then I'm going to feel better. And then I can be a dog and run around the yard and like be, you know, having a good time. So anyway, that's what this album is like, me being like, I'm free, I've unpoisoned myself, and I'm gonna just do whatever. And that's how all the different songs that, like, you know, some of my friends have been like, so what do you think the reviews are gonna be like? I was like, all right man, come on, like, that's not why I did this. Like, I could make a conscious effort maybe on the next go around and like be like, oh, like let's hone in on this kind of style or idea. But with this one, it was just fun for me to just be like, here's me, here's like all, you know, all the I was kind of like compact and smushed into a box forever, and then it just like the box exploded.
So as you were making this mishmash of getting the poison bulldog out of your system, how did you decide I'll do it in my full-on hippie. Like, what was the connective tissue, man? Like, what was the DNA, dude? What was there none?
The connective tissue, like it says, probably this, the unintentional.
The catharsis.
Yeah, the catharsis, that's good. I've run out of words at this point.
I have a couple.
And also, you know, Sub Pop Crew was like, okay, I understand that you're like going bonkers right now, so they'd be like, all right, so you want to do like a 25 song double album? Yeah. And Jess would, I'd be working on tracks and she'd kind of walk through the room and be like, what do you got going there? And some of the ones that if I saw her light up, I'd be like, maybe this one's a little more special.
That,
yeah. And she also, you know, on like the third track, the Want To Bad track, I had, you know, 90% of the song set, and then she was like, why don't you do this? And I was like, don't give me any ideas, leave me alone. And then she like was just like, no, listen. And then did, I want to, and it was like, oh, and it answers the lyrical thing. And then I was like, oh, it's good, now it's in there. And but those are the fun things that happen there. But anyway, I again forgot what we were talking about.
We were talking about your favorite. I don't know.
And back to you.
We got there. I'm not sure where we got, but we got there. So in another conversation, you know, one of the things you talked about is that you kind of changed also your way of doing this. That there's like one keyboard left in the world, and that's the only one you can carry around. And so, how many guitars are left in the world?
Oh, there's one keyboard, and it's very affordable. I urge you to purchase one. But there's so many guitars, I just keep kind of building them.
We just were touring somewhere, I think Kansas or something, and Cincinnati, and we walked into this vintage store, and there was this oil-painted bass Ibanez. A must have, an absolute must have, like get a new credit card, work it out type of thing. Yeah.
But I've got so many guitars, but I've also got like so many parts. There's probably five more waiting to be built if we had the room in our place, because when I have to like do any sanding or painting or anything, lacquer, you can't, it got to go outside on the fire escape, which is very scary. The thing's going to fall down at any moment.
So you have this great quote about meditation for people who think meditation's weird. And I think I pretty much understand that. But I want you to tell me about it, because I think it sounds like we could like brand this, and we could have like corner shops that are meditation for people who think meditation's weird, because you don't do it every day. You do it when it works for you.
Unfortunately for our business venture there, our friend has already written a book, Meditation for Skeptics is the subtitle. So Dan Harris, he's the one who kind of opened me up to the concept, and he's much more diligent than either Jess and I are with it. But it's like when I'm going to sleep, sometimes I just do like a counting and breathing exercise, and it just occupies your mind too much that you can't really think of anything else. But yeah, so I have numbers that are colors that I'm seeing in my head, and then the breathing, and then like I'm out, and I can't be disturbed from my slumber. It's just impossible. But Jess, she has her own creative approach, and
to never go to sleep. I would love to go to sleep, but I tend to be the last one to do so in the household. I envy Noel for that reason. I'm like, your whole body's not fully even laying down yet, and you're starting to fall asleep.
I think maybe your productivity is like, I'll spend all day, like I think like you're saying, you're just like, so much is going on in the mind that once you lay down, you're just like, bye, I'm done for until tomorrow. Yeah. But I think a lot of that is because I'm wasting half of my energy is all going to thinking about things that you don't need to worry about, impossible nonsense, like anxiety stuff. And whereas Jess's energy is productive, and I think, but maybe you...
It's not productive. I'm flawed.
So the classic question, which I'm not asking you, I'm doing this in the facetious way, so how are you going to follow this up? What do you do with all of that, being that you purposely made something you didn't go out to do an enigma, you went out to make a piece of art, you made out to do what you do, and then people are going to try to compartmentalize it to a point where, because this is our world, what are your stats on YouTube? What is the data behind this? How's your sound scan? How's the video doing? What are sales? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think due to the nature of your posturing of that question, you've heard this answer. It's that the answer to all those questions is, I don't know, like no plan. I'm just doing. And that's all I ever want to do, just do. And sometimes it's great to like be like, here's my concept and I'm going to zero in on it and like achieve that. But yeah, half the time it's just like, I'm just doing it, man. If I don't do it, I'm going to shut down as a human. So I have to do it. And you put enough effort into do what you want to do, and then maybe give some enjoyment to other people in the process. But there is a electronic musician, Venetian Snares, from Manitoba, I think. Winnipeg? Manitoba. It's large. That's a large area. He's from Winnipeg. He's got a million records out. I've been listening to his stuff for a long time, and I read an article, came out a couple years ago, for a record where it's like the first record where he like sang, and everyone's like, what the hell is this? And like people have been saying, what the hell is this, to his stuff forever. And he's like, why does everybody, you know, like be like, oh, somebody reviewed it and was like, well, he took a misstep here and he failed here. He's like, why does everybody think I'm making music for them? He's like, you know, he's like, if people want to hear, I'm happy to share. Generally, like, I can't, I'm not going to quote him because I don't remember what he said, but it's the general idea is like, not necessarily making it for you exactly. And if you didn't like parts, it's not because I failed. It's because you don't like it, and that's fine.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is, the musical sandwich is two of your songs as the bread on the outside, and then you get to play anything you want in between.